Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. With a poster campaign, the Berlin Senate wants to honor the daily performance of employees in the public service sector. The campaign is also intended to send a signal against increasing violence and disrespect against civil servants. Berlin's Interior Minister Andreas Geisel of the SPD has spoken out in favor of strengthening the support of civil servants. Geisel told the RBB on Tuesday that verbal and physical violence against public servants is on the increase, and that it's time to say stop and simply say thank you. In videos and on posters, employees of the public service sector and their services are presented. The Senate will use 12 poster motifs to say thank you to police officers, for example, for making nightlife in Friedrichshain safer, or keeping local residents' parking spaces free, or firefighters for extinguishing burning garbage cans every summer. The latest accusations that the Berlin police are being infiltrated by criminal clans were rejected by Geisel, and he stated that there is no more to be said at the moment, only commenting that, of course, the police academy sometimes has disciplinary problems and that organized crime has always tried to gain a foothold in the police force. According to media reports in Bild and BZ, after the theft of a huge gold coin from the Bode Museum, unknown persons have been able to cover up possible evidence of the crime, allegedly gaining access to police grounds and spraying the contents of a fire extinguisher into a limousine confiscated on July 5th that is believed to be the getaway car of the coin thieves. 1 week after this incident, police arrested several men in a raid on the issue of coin theft, and two of the four suspects are still in custody. The prosecution said that investigations were directed against a crime clan of Arabic origin. The 100-kilogram gold coin, valued at 3.7 million euros, was stolen at the end of March. In addition, the October theft of two cars previously seized by the police has become known. And in September, the police were mocked for an incident at the police headquarters in Tempelhof when unknown perpetrators broke into a police museum showcase and stole antiques. As for the most recent incident, a police spokeswoman merely confirmed yesterday that unknown persons had managed to reach the premises in Belzige Straße in Schöneberg. The investigation continues. Local businesses are suffering from significant losses while construction work is done on their streets. Niels Busch-Petersen from the trade union Berlin-Brandenburg said that long-time construction sites affect the financial stability of the local shops and stores. He criticizes the lack of communication, as the community rarely questions that things have to be repaired or improved, but often shops and businesses are informed too late or not at all, with no chance to inform their customers in advance. Mr. Busch-Petersen recommends compensating local retailers in cases of financial emergencies due to construction. A man in Tempelhof tried to steal money from an opened cash register in a grocery store on Monday evening. A female customer who grabbed the man's arm was punched in the face by him and suffered light head injuries. Other customers held the man until police arrived and arrested him. A 68-year-old woman died in an apartment fire in Reinickendorf yesterday. Pedestrians noticed the blaze coming out of the second floor in a senior citizen's residence and alarmed emergency services. The reason for the fire is unknown and under investigation. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.